initiative of Australian Rotary Health, a charity dedicated to funding mental health research. With your help, we can continue to fund many important projects that will contribute to the prevention and treatment of mental illnesses that impact so many lives. Open your mind to mental health and make a difference today. Just Google Open Your Mind.
Australia is facing a devastating season of bushfires, losing millions of hectares of bushland, wildlife, property, and tragically many human lives too. Please join us at Northmead Bowling Club on Saturday the 22nd of February from 1pm till 6pm for a family day fundraising event with all proceeds going directly to Horsley Park Rural Fire Brigade. There'll be fantastic live entertainment with Lenny's Girl and Party Inc., raffles, face painting, petting zoo, a huge kids' playground, sausage sizzle, fire trucks, and Alive 90.5 doing an outside broadcast. Come along and join us as a way of saying thank you to the men and women who bravely put their lives at risk to save others, and to remember those who pay the ultimate price while doing so. It's at NBC, that's Windsor Road, Northmead, Saturday the 22nd of February, 1pm till 6pm, and this message is gratefully supported by Walsh & Sullivan Real Estate, Barking Dog Boxing, Northmead Bowling Club, and Alive 90.5.
Rock and Roll Smorgasbord, John Robb, Lord Pig, the supervisor, and Gidget. Gidget's going to give us her book reading in just a second, but in that bracket we had the Under the Covers track, The Divinals, To Sir With Love. That's not a bad version, I think. Quite good.
Yes.
Just as good as Lulu's. Then we had Elton John and Leon Russell from an album called The Union, released in 2010. And unfortunately, Leon died in November 2016, so 6 years
oh,
after.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
after that was made.
That's quite sad. Oh, I actually quite like that song. It does sound sort of a bit bluesy, yeah. And it was very different.
And the track was called Hearts Have Turned to Stone. Fleetwood Mac, early Fleetwood Mac after that, Rollin' Man, and then the Smashing Pumpkins, a track called 1979. Gidget's, when she's in, always gives us a book reading, reads an excerpt from a book, hoping that it'll, you know, arouse your interest and maybe go and read that book. So tell us the name of the book, Gidget.
Okay, well, this is a very Australian book. It's called The Bunyip. It's written by Charles Barrett, and it was written, this book's from 1946, but the legends are quite a few years earlier, from the 1800s.
Oh, okay. So, that's good. Yeah. Is it still in print?
There will be other copies, yes. There will be, definitely. Cool.
Take it away.
Okay. When pioneer settlers commenced to interest themselves in native life and customs and traditions, they learned that a mythical monster was dreaded by every native fellow, a creature horrible in appearance with a voracious appetite for human flesh. Mm. Its booming voice in the night filled their minds with fear. The Bunyip was imagined as a huge beast lurking in swamps, lakes and lagoons, whence it emerged after dark to prowl in quest of native fellows whom it might seize and devour.
Native fellows.
Yes. Oh. And there's actually, this is a cartoon sort of movie from the 70s, and it was remade, I think, in the 80s, Dot and the Kangaroo. And there's a little segment, you guys can look it up on YouTube, about the Bunyip. And the tail of the Bunyip comes out at night and it's sort of chasing after. So you better beware the Bunyip. Yeah. And
You'll be reading that book now, won't you, Lord?
It's very, very interesting. Even though it's supposed to be, younger ones as well, I really think adults would enjoy this book just as much.
Well, we'll take a photo and put it up on our Facebook page.
Definitely.
What a mighty good idea.
Still to come, Lord Pig's movie review.
That's correct.
His pig thought.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
The dodgy song shortly. Weekly World News and in concert. So lots to look forward to on the smorgasbord between now and 9 o'clock.
Piggy.
Bit of creeps. Some new stuff coming up. Stay tuned. 7:06.
Your poison running through my veins.
Live 90.5, 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. We've got the dodgy song coming up very shortly. But first, I want to play this, this fairly new, released last year. You'll like this, Lord, I think.
I want you to,
I'm not going to poke fun or give you a hard time if you can't guess who it is.
I may not be able to.
Well, if I was in the same boat, I wouldn't be able to either. I've got two of these tonight for you.
All right,
so have a listen to this. The only hint I'll give is he used to be lead singer with a very well-known popular band, American. That's all I'll say.
All right, okay.
All right, so see if you like it first. I'm sure you will.
There's a red light on a black and white.
Wide Open Space, and the album's called Space Between, released last year. What do you reckon, Lord?
His name doesn't sort of rhyme with Bon Jovi, does it?
Well, I was going to say, I wouldn't blame you if you thought it was Bon Jovi, but it's not.
It's not, okay. No idea.
Sammy Hagar.
Oh, really?
Van Halen.
Sammy Hagar and The Circle.
Oh, I knew that.
Wow.
Yeah.
La-dee-da.
That's good. And all the tracks on it are, no, they're not long masterpieces. They're relatively short. CD only runs for about 35, 40 minutes.
Yeah,
but
okay.
All the songs are pretty good. So that's one to look on out, keep an eye out for, ladies and gentlemen. Sammy Hagar and The Circle, and the album's called Space Between. On BMG label.
I enjoyed that. It's good.
Good.
Scud. Scud.
Very good.
This is the second hour.
And now it's time for this week's dodgy song.
Yes, indeed. So who have we gone with, Lord?
Sam Sachs, mate.
I always think it's a female, but it's not.
No, it's a bloke. Sam should be.
Love is many as... Well, it's only a minute and a half, so it's not too much torture.
That's enough.
Yeah, it's enough?
Trust me.
Oh, good.
Have you heard this, Supervisor?
Yes, some time ago.
You've saved it for now, have you?
We have played Sam Sachs before.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Just trying to remember how torturous...
Oh, it's bad.
Bad.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Love is a Many Splendid Things, Sam Sachs.
Love is a Many Splendid Things by Sam Sachs.
Enough said.
Up and down, up and down. I met a little girl in Hong Kong town and said, can you tell me, please, where is the love I've never found? And in her heart.
Go over it again. Go over it again.
Gonna do this over again. This will be take two, is that right?
Okay. Love is a Many Splendid Things by Sam Sachs.
I walked along the streets of Ancon, up and down, up and down. I met a little girl in Hong Kong town, and I said, can you tell me, please, where is the love I've never found? Unravel me this mystery. What is love? What can it be? And in her eyes were butterflies, and she replied to me, love is a many splendid thing. It's like an April rose that only grows in the spring. Love is nature's way of giving a reason to be living, the golden crown that makes a man a king. On a high and windy hill, in the early morning, the early mist, two lovers kissed, and the world stood still. Then she touched my silent heart and made it to sing. Yes, true love is a many splendid thing.
Better?
What happened to Steely Dan?
Don't know. It's escaped.
Went down the gurgler.
Did he rinse? Like, I only heard him brush his teeth was, and not rinsing. So.
Yeah.
Well, I'd have...
I received a phone call while Sam was on.
Oh, yes?
From the station management.
Yes.
And they said that if we agree never to play Sam Sachs again, we can come to air every week for free.
Oh, good.
Oh,
and in fact, they might
really?
Even pay us.
We'll have to find someone else for the dodgy song. God heavens.
It was bad.
What's wrong with this?
It's gone mad.
It's one of your specials, is it?
Yeah, it is. This is one that I made up at home.
That was supposed to be next week's Dodgy. Oh, there it is.
Oh, now I know what's going on. Not really.
They're brushing their teeth.
Oh.
Oh, groovy, man.
Even they didn't want to come after Dodgy.
That's okay. I thought our little wild time had just begun. I guess you kind of scared yourself, you turn and run. But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't wanna call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself.
Community, Alive 90.5.
If God moves across the water, then the girl moves in other ways. And I'm losing sight of either. Night and fog are my days. I wanted only to be gentle, but I gave her jealousy and rage. Who knows exactly what I'm after? Night and fog are my days. but I can see she wants me in other ways. In the dark, I've driven her to madness. Night and fog are my days. I hope you see your ship come in. May it find you and never lose its way. But I would make a poor captain. Night and fog are my days.
G'day, I'm Merv Hughes, and you're listening to the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord with Lord Pig.
Yeah. is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. East Village, developed by Pace, is a mixed-use residential and retail precinct combining leading-edge apartments and a unique and vibrant urban marketplace. East Village has won numerous prestigious awards, including the 2015 Australian Development of the Year awarded by the Urban Task Force. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
If you enjoy the classic hits of the 60s to the 80s and the latest tracks from current popular performers, then the Easy Listening Afternoon Show with Ross Higgins is for you. It's on every Saturday from 1 till 5 p.m. right here on Alive 90.5.
In that last bracket, we had, what did we have? We had Sammy Hagar in the Circle. Then we had Steely Dan, Ricky Don't Lose That Number.
That's a telephone thing.
Oh, that's right. We had the dodgy song. That was a shocker.
Oh, Sam sucks.
Oh, wait, seriously, he was brushing his teeth.
Yeah.
But throughout a lot of the songs.
Yeah.
Dr. Thompson, beware.
Then we heard a band from late 90s, early 2000s, Mercury Rev and Night and Fog. And then the Cranberries, Zombie.
I used to be a zombie long time ago.
You still are.
Oh.
Didn't you know that?
No.
I warned you. Didn't I warn you? That coloured shirt was forged by Lucifer himself.
Oh, goodness. That sounds like a pig thought, isn't it?
Yeah, that Lucifer is up to no good.
Oh. So what does that make you think of?
This week's peak thought.
Oh.
Upon the evolution of the frog people, you all need to play the smorgasbord to them. That may or may not stop the tadpoles. That is this week's peak thought.
This will make us feel better. We'll be right back.
for Live 90.5 FM.
We had Motley Crue and Dr. Feelgood, and also just then Ocean Alley and Knees. Is that you? I thought it was going on to the next track.
I know.
You tricked me then.
I'm a tricker.
I was looking around to see what was going on. All right, guessing time again, okay?
Yeah, far away.
You're going to love this.
Go on.
Who's this? I've deliberately hid the cover from you.
Oh, good on you.
Have a listen.
Questions first.
Oh, you got to sneak the questions.
How old is it?
Last year.
Oh, dear. All right, was the guitarist the same person as the vocalist?
Yeah, there's two guitarists, but yes.
Oh, is there?
Had them. The album's called All Blues, so every track's blues like that. But this person had a massive hit album. in the late, or in the 70s.
Oh, man, I think pass, I was really
I'm
going
to pass
wrong.
Over to Gidget. She had a guess.
You go on. Who? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you're wrong.
If you're wrong, you're
I
wrong.
I thought it might be Peter Frampton, but
correct!
I don't think...
Correct!
No way.
Peter Frampton.
Well done. Well done.
Are you serious?
There he is. Peter with no hair. There he is.
Wow.
And his long-time touring band. And he does all these Larry... Also got Larry Carlton and Kim Wilson and Steve Morse on there as
really?
Well.
Really?
It's a great album.
I'll have to have a look at that.
All blues,
yeah,
it's
yeah, because I felt it like I could really hear his voice when he goes, Canton, and it, and I was like, yeah. Oh.
That's good,
and that's why I thought, and I'm going, nah. No, it's not.
I'm very proud of you, Gidget.
Oh, thank
good.
You, thank you.
This album's got the song Georgia on my mind.
Yeah, that Mr. Sax did.
Can we do that?
All right. I'll play you a Rush track because Neil Peart passed away and I'll cue that one up. All right?
Yeah, please.
All righty. Yeah, so 67 years of age, the best drummers in the world passed away.
So young. Too young.
No more Rush without Neil. He wrote most of the lyrics. So here's a track from one of their last albums, Clockwork Angels. This track's called Caravan.
But fire.
wanted to give a shout out to someone before?
Yeah, the Mudbank 79ers.
Mudbank 79ers.
Yeah, we've got a few listening tonight.
Oh, good.
Which is good.
Well, here's your request, Lord.
Thank you.
Mr. Frampton.